In this bulletin, Nauru receives the first group of deportees from Australia under a deal that is expected to last 30 years. A court ruling overturns the Queensland government's ban on puberty blockers for transgender adolescents. And in basketball, Australian Josh Giddey plays a starring role in Chicago's win over Atlanta. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has confirmed the island of Nauru has accepted the first group of immigration deportees from Australia. They include members of the so-called NZYQ cohort, which had visas cancelled on character grounds. In August, Australia committed to an upfront payment of $408 million to resettle the non-citizens in Nauru and is expected to spend more than $2.5 billion over the 30-year lifetime of the deal. Nauru President David Odeng told his parliament on Friday that the first person had arrived under the deal. Minister Burke also confirmed the arrival in a statement, saying a visa cancellation means a person should leave the country. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has spoken on the importance of Australia's connection to the Indo-Pacific region on the final day of the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. ASEAN is Australia's second largest trading partner, with two-way trade totalling $192.9 billion Australian dollars in 2023-24. Mr. Albanese says Australia's close connection to the ASEAN alliance continues to deliver more jobs and a more robust economy.
In recent years, we've doubled our trade with this region. That means more jobs for Australians, more economic activity in Australia, as well as a more prosperous and secure region. And that's why this positive engagement is so important. It will also build on the bilateral meetings I had this morning with the leaders of the Philippines and Thailand. These relations are all important for Australia as we go forward.
Queensland's ban on puberty blockers for transgender patients has been overturned by the state's Supreme Court. Justice Peter Callaghan has ruled in favour of the parent of a transgender child who brought the legal challenge. In his 14-page judgment, he ruled the directive establishing the ban was made improperly and is unlawful. Justice Callaghan found health service executives were given just 22 minutes to consider a directive that would ban hormone therapy for young Queenslanders diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The judgment, which has struck down the first ban in the country, did not establish the merit or otherwise of puberty blockers. The Greek community in Australia is marking the 85th anniversary of a defining moment of Greek resistance during World War II. On October 28, 1940, Greek leader Yohannes Metaxas rejected an ultimatum to allow Italy to invade Greece, which was a catalyst for Greece's entry into the war on the side of the Allied powers, including the UK. The day is called Ohi Day, using the Greek word for no. Greek-Australian heritage consultant Theodora Minis Giannotis has helped organise a commemoration event in the Sydney suburb of Marrickville. She's told SBS Greek, marking that moment in 1940 is important today.
Ohi Day is important to remember because it marks a defining moment when Greece courageously said no to tyranny and stood for freedom during World War II. It reminds us of the power of unity, sacrifice, and moral courage, values shared by both Greeks and Australians who fought together and continues to inspire generations to defend democracy and peace.
In basketball, Australia's Josh Giddey has played a starring role in Chicago's 128-123 win over Atlanta, with the Bulls staying unbeaten this NBA season. The Chicago guard showed offensive punch and desperate rebounding, scoring 18 points and 5 assists for his team. Fellow Australian Dyson Daniels, who starred for the Hawks, is fresh off a most improved player campaign and statistically historic breakout NBA season. He shot 1 of 8 and had a costly late turnover as the Hawks fell to 1-3. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.